Yes, friend, welcome to Sunday worship on this 10th day of January 2021. I am Joey Kroll. Hope you're having yourself just a blessed and wonderful weekend. Sunday worship has been on the air for several years now. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And my prayer is that you'll hear each and every one of those items here in this next 30 minutes. So let's have another sip of coffee. Let's prepare our hearts to worship King Jesus today. Let's start things off with music from Michael W. Smith.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, 'cause Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other.
In the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of the old past, they seem to face you every day. But this one thing I know for sure, that Jesus is the way. Let me hear you now.
That you think you cannot climb.
I know that your skies have been dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, I'm here to tell you that the word of God is true. And everything that he's promised, I tell you he will do it for you. Let me tell you,
Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the way.
That's right. We are preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus today. He's the center, or should be the center of all that we do and say and think. You're listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. And I'll tell you what, probably the most amazing advancement in technology, especially in military, I guess, these last few years has been the use of drones. Have you seen these things, these drones, these small aircraft flying silently overhead, controlled by operators maybe half a world away? I mean, those drones in the sky somewhere in the world right now, providing a bird's eye view of the earth below. It's amazing how man can continue to invent things that may mimic what God can do. You know, while drones are limited to a certain geographical area, friend, God sees the whole world at once, including you and me, right now, wherever we are. And that could be either a comfort or a caution, depending on what we are doing. But Fred, I'm grateful for what the Word of God says in Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers. Still, as you call me deep deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. Oh, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To us.
Let's sing that again.
You're perfect in all of your ways.
Sing it to him.
You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To us.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song sorrows and made them his very own. He bore my burdens to Calvary, where he suffered and died alone. How marvelous, shall see, will be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Song shall ever be.
it's an honor to be the soundtrack to your Sunday morning. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll, and friend, I hope you have a chance to get into the Word of God. You know, it's fuel and water to our thirsty spirit, our thirsty soul. I hope that you have a chance to get into the Word of God today. It was Timothy Dwight who once said, "The Bible is a window in this prison world through which we may look into eternity."
I count one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will.
I guess I picked a good time to be born. Life expectancy is at an all-time high. New drugs, medical research, improved care, they've given us a gift, extending life, which in a way is what the first Easter morning was all about. Because when Jesus Christ walked out of his grave, he added a word to the word life, a word that changes everything, eternal. The Bible says that God gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Without that cross where Jesus paid for our sin, without that resurrection where he overpowered death, we'd have no hope of heaven and only an unthinkable eternity ahead. But death can be for you the doorway to an incredible eternity if you've pinned all your hopes on the man who died so you could live forever. If you've never done that, don't risk one more day without Him. Visit us at needhim.org, needhim.org, and receive the life only He can give, life forever.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. And precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Yeah, lifting up the name of Jesus, it's Sunday worship. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. I am Joey Kroll, and you know, it's always good to be reminded that God is on His throne no matter what. Especially when we look at events taking place in our world. And here's what Psalm 47 says. Verse 1 says, clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. A great King over all the earth. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
I see the stars. My God.